Here's Joel Heikamp.
Between the circles to Braun, left side with three to shoot. A step back, 3-point shot, got it! And the Bison are leading! My, oh my!
If you're at home, or actually in your kid's house, watching your grandkids, and you're listening to that, you're listening to Scott Miller, the voice of the Bison, and your wife just has the grandkids put down, don't stand up and start screaming. That's note to self. We're going to visit with the coach of the winning Bison team, the Summit Conference Tournament champions. The boys headed to the show, none other than Saul Phillips. Saul, congratulations. It couldn't happen to a better team and a great guy.
Hey, we landed her sideways, but we landed it. I'm telling you. I don't know how it happened. I'm not sending that thing to Springfield, Massachusetts, the Hall of Fame for a signature and a put-the-vault special. But Caleb Braun made some huge plays. Trayvon Wright. How about Trayvon Wright?
Oh, my God. I mean, does he play above the rim? Oh, my God.
He should run for governor right now. You'd support him right now, wouldn't you?
I'd vote for him any day of the week and on Sunday. I'd vote for him any day.
What a special, special thing. And for a bunch of seniors, you know, you dream about that moment forever. And when you're in that moment and it's not going right, stay composed and to do it. That probably makes it more unbelievable.
Amy warned me. She said, you sound like the winning coach.
I do sound like the winning coach, don't I? I screamed a little bit last night, a lot. And I've got a lot of answers right now and not many questions. So I'm just going to warn you right now, I'm a little cocky right now. Just telling you.
I want to hear about the dance. The dance that's making the – I mean, what are you going on Dancing with the Stars after this? Describe to people what you did.
I have not been contacted, but I did work for Disney at one point in my life, so I'm not ruling it out. That's all I'm saying.
It was awesome. Here's my impression of the game. It was ugly. It was ugly. I mean, I predicted a big Bison win. I'm getting text messages from all my friends saying you jinxed this team, you know, and I'm going, just hang in there. They're going to win this thing. But it was physical. It was ugly. The athleticism of the Bison didn't get to shine through until late in the second half. And then, by God, you turned a switch on.
Well, I don't know what we turned on, but it worked. And I don't care. This is not Sochi figure skating. This is, you don't get style points, okay? You win or you lose. We won. We're going to the big dance. And give credit to Fort Wayne. They played a great basketball game. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Caleb Braun was so worked up before the game, he couldn't see. And they had doctors from Sanford in the locker room saying, you know, is he okay? Is he okay? I don't know if people can realize how big of a moment this is for a group of guys that this is all they've ever wanted to do. And they're seniors. They got a chance to do it. It's so reminiscent of what happened in 2009 in terms of just trying to seize one moment. We're in a league where you win the tournament or you don't go to the big dance. And put a lot of eggs in one basket and go through a lot of things for one moment. And Caleb Braun's and one at the end of the game, he told me, he said, I was talking about plays we could call in the huddle. He goes, and it was a Jimmy Chitwood moment. I can make it, coach, except for there was some spicier adjectives involved. Let's just say that. I want the bleep, bleep, bleep ball. Give me this bleep, bleep play, bleep, bleep. And next thing you know, he's making an and one, and we're going dancing.
Let me ask, you said the Sanford doctors, would the guy was so worked up, are they checking blood pressure? What are they doing in the locker room?
They were checking his vision. He couldn't see. He had a migraine thing going. And, literally, they're doing eye tests with him in the locker room while the rest of the team's warming up. And I'm sitting there going, going to be a bumpy ride. You know, it's like the scene in Jaws where the guy goes, "I think we're going to need a bigger boat." You know, that was what we're dealing with. I'm sitting there going, "No, this is all working out really, really good." Now, get Taylor acupuncture, get him somebody walking on his back, hanging from the ceiling. I don't know what you need him right now. Get him relaxed, but All I know is we're going.
Where are you going? Tell me, I mean, you're looking at it. There's all this speculation. Where does it look like you're heading?
In my mind, I'm going to one place and one place only, and if the NCAA doesn't send us there, I'm petitioning, we're going to San Diego. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
After this winter, Joel, come on now. Yeah. Does anybody ever deserve San Diego more than we do right now? That's all I'm asking.
Exactly. I mean, you had a fan base there that was unbelievable. I heard Scott Miller talking about all the Bison fans. And then at a time when things were looking a little tough for a while, I heard the Let's Go Bison going big time in the background. That had to be a player in all of this.
It was a player in all this. And, you know, you look at it, it was, I think, 4,000 people there. I would guess 3,000 were Bison fans. And that doesn't sound like a ton, but the tickets were all bought up. So the people like that got down there were resourceful. And, you know, it isn't like Frisco where you can just call down there and get tickets and do your thing. This was people that really wanted to be there. The people that were there, I guarantee you they'll never forget it, and I'll never forget it, and I'm so appreciative for them. It was, Joel, what can I say? I'm just absolutely overwhelmed by what this means to me, our program. To have the heart broke last year, to be so close to not get it done, and then to have it done this year, and on a night where it just didn't look like it could have been easy. I mean, 2 nights ago, we were invincible. We looked like the greatest team ever assembled in any sport ever. To have it happen the way it did and to have our guys truly earn it when probably they were the only ones in the arena that thought we were going to get it done, that's pretty cool.
Believe me, 2 nights ago made Joel start giving away points, and it didn't fare that well for him last night, but I'm still happy that you're headed.
Joel, it's March. Weird things happen. It's March, and it happened on our side.
Yeah. I got to throw this to you. Saul, you're not going to like the question, but the reality is this. You have so proven yourself and your worth. People are going to come a-knocking. Are we going to hang on to you? Are we going to be able to say Saul Phillips is our guy here? He's coaching this Bison team long-term?
Hey, you need to know this, that the fact you're asking that question is awesome because that means we've done good things, period. I mean, you can look at it any way you want. Here's what you need to know. I love Gene Taylor. Love him. Love him, love him, love him. The president has been nothing but great to me. I love him, too. So, yeah, you got a chance. I mean, listen, if I get offered $3 million to coach in Hawaii, I'm going to be warmer. It'll happen. Okay? But that's not the way this business works. And I love my situation. My family and I are so, so happy in Milwaukee. Here in Milwaukee. I said Milwaukee. My parents are from Milwaukee. They said regular. I'm so, so happy in Fargo, and I love North Dakota. And I've got so many positive thoughts. There's a lot of leverage on the good guy's side.
If you end up at Marquette, I'm going to know that was Freudian. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, I can't go to Marquette. I'm a Wisconsin guy. That's never going to happen, so don't worry about that. They won't hire me because I've got Wisconsin stain on me, so don't worry about that. Here's what I know. I love, love, love my situation. I'm a quality of life guy, and I think a lot of people in North Dakota are. I always have been.
Saul Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, the winning coach of the NDSU Bison, who are headed to the March Madness. They really are. Saul, can you compete at this next level? Can you compete against the people you're about to butt heads with?
Well, this is a local radio show, so I'm telling you we're winning. But I'll be more humble on national radio, right? I'll just listen. We got a chance. Not only do we have a chance, our team has had goals that would blow your mind all year. I mean, this is not that we expect to be where we're at right now, and we expect to do more than this. And I'm not going to share any more than I just have, but I'm telling you, we can do a lot of things. I mean, you play like you did 2 nights ago, you can beat anybody in America, period. Anybody. you know what? I'm curious to see where this goes to. I got a bunch of guys I believe in beyond a shadow of a doubt. And you look back to that Kansas game in the Dome, and you look back to what we were able to do against a team that had four guys that played in the NBA. Wouldn't have taken a whole lot of wacky things to happen for us to win that one, right?
I mean, I have to tell you this. I saw a tweet from Mike McFeely that said, no one from Indiana has made the show, and yet someone from North Dakota has made the show. I mean, I like that. That gave me goosebumps. That made me happy.
Take that, Jimmy Chitwood, right? I mean, Joel, this is absolutely, you understand that you put all this time in with a group of young men that you love so, so, so dearly, and you're doing it in a place that you're happy to be at. You wake up in the morning, you wake up and you go, yeah, we did it. It wasn't a long night's sleep, but it was a great night's sleep. I promise you that.
Oh, well, wish the boys well. Wish your family well. You know what I think of your family. I have to tell you, you made everybody's night and everyone. It's like a vacation day. The day that you'd go now, we really don't have to work. You can walk around and you'll see people sneaking out and going to Chubb's Pub. I mean, you virtually gave us an extra day off. We only kind of have to work. And so thank the boys for that.
I think the governor should declare it a holiday. Now, I know you got ties in political places. I think we need to declare this a statewide holiday.
Don't be surprised if Jack Dalrymple doesn't. I know he's as happy for you as what I am. So, Saul, I'll let you get back to sleep. Thank you for your time, sir.
I can't go to sleep. I'm not sleeping for another month. We're great, Joel. I love you, brother. We'll talk to you, okay?
You bet. Saul Phillips, ladies and gentlemen.